أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم كانوا أشد منهم قوة وما كان الله ليعجزه من شيء في السماوات ولا في الأرض إنه كان عليما قديرا. ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم فإن الله كان بعباده بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers before the coming of a Nabi, and in the case of the Arabs, before the coming of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took solemn oaths that if any warner comes and warns them about the path towards Allah, then they will accept it and they will become the best of the guided people. But obviously that was not to happen. It was the istighbar, the arrogance that kept them away from believing in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why do they not travel in the earth? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Then they look with the eyes of thought, with the eyes that will create within their hearts some kind of thought that will come, كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, that how was the result of those that had come before them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the people of the past. When Nabis had come to them, they disbelieved in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and what had happened, but specifically reference is being made, وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً, and they were stronger than them insofar as power and strength is concerned. And this was the people of Aad and Thamud and those nations to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given many different forms of strength. Their physical bodies, they were strong. In their minds, they had carved out homes from the mountains, and in every other aspect they were people of greater resources and more strength than the people of Makkah. The people of Makkah had one strength, and that was some financial resources that was available to them, but otherwise they did not have strength in comparison to the people of the past. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about this example that they are weak, and in being weak they will never be able to overpower Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will never be able to destroy this deen of Islam, because here the fight is not against men, but the battle is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not such that anything in the skies and in the earth will frustrate and tire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that can overpower Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the skies and in the earth. Absolutely nothing. There is no power, there is no strength that can do so. There is no human that can do so. There is no angel, no jinn that can do so. And all of them and the whole creation and makhluk put together can never tire or frustrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about this very important aspect that whoever opposes the deen of Allah, whoever opposes the Nabi of Allah, the Kitab of Allah, in actual fact is opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful, and hence one does not have even an iota of knowledge in comparison to the knowledge of Allah, that one can strategize against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One does not have an iota of strength against Allah that one can fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now coming to the last verse of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about another very important aspect that Allah ta'ala shows on the one hand the power of Allah as we see here, And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His forbearance, His clemency. And Allah says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have taken mankind to task, بِمَا كَسَبُوا, because of their doings, because of their deeds, then what would have happened? مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. Allah would have not left a moving creature on the surface of this earth. When it comes to humans and insan, then we'll find most of insan, a large and a huge percentage by far, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan is weak, insan is sinners, insan breaks the commandments of Allah. And hence, if for each sin that man had committed, and on the commitment of that sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have destroyed a person, because Allah has the power to do so, then they would have never been a moving creature on this earth, because they would have been a very small group of people that would have been left. And hence, even the other makhluk, the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animals, etc., there was no need for them to be on the surface of this earth. So everybody would have been taken away from this earth. But obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do so. Allah says, وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them respite. Allah defers them. Allah gives them a chance till a fixed time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has fixed. And this is the reality of our life, that Allah has given us respite every moment and every second of our life. Every breath that we take is another respite from Allah, another chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to make tawbah. And how much and how long a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given our entire lifespan. But obviously the difficulty is we don't know for how long we will be on the surface of this earth. Mawt can come to a person at any time, and hence at all times we should be making tawbah and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the case of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that one is the disobedience of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the capacity, the ability, the capability, the power, the strength to snatch and take away mankind. What about them that make kufr and those that disbelieve in Allah? What about those that oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Rabbul Izzat would have destroyed every kafir, every disbeliever from the surface of this earth. But Allah has given everyone a chance. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. Then when they ajal, when the time that has been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approaches, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds His servants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of them, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause them to leave this world and go back to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when we look at this last ayah of the Quran, the last ayah of the surah, obviously there is some heed that we need to take and realize and understand, that one is Allah Rabbul Izzat's commands, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah, and obviously the respite that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, and may Allah make it a means of our najat and salvation in the hereafter. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.